This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Might be time for a bit of a market watch here, Tone, tonight. And we will get back to the Browns coming up, and we have some Ohio State conversation coming up, because this might have more pressure on Ryan Day than a Michigan game coming up this Saturday. We'll talk about that. However, LeBron is back in town tonight, and he's bringing his son with him.
Still an attraction, Kenny. Still an attraction, big
time. Yes, he is.
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
Lots of upper deck seats tonight that are anywhere from 150 to 250, which I'm telling you.
So get in prices 150.
They surged big time because, Owen, you were looking at it yesterday and said.
Yeah, so I don't know where you're seeing that. I'm seeing 100 right now, but I saw 70. Sunday I was looking for Browns tickets, and this pops up as events happening in your area soon, right? It was in the 60s and 70s on Sunday. We're up. If you're going tonight, you got to get in.
So people are going to accuse him of being narcissistic and all these other things. I don't see it that way. LeBron's got to come out and say he's going on a retirement tour next year. Next year's got to be the retirement tour. I think he's got one more year, unless something terrible happens, like he has an injury or something like that. I think he's got one more year, and then he's got to come out this coming off season, which we're only four games into this season, but the next off season and say, I'm going to retire next season. And he'll be turning 41 during that year. Or if he feels he can go to 42, fine. But he's got to come out and do it. Because I think a lot of us are starting to treat him like they do the Rolling Stones back in the day. I mean, the Rolling Stones, now they just show up and it's like, hey, come see the Rolling Stones. Because, I mean, Father Time is only going to let these guys go on for so long. But people, for a long time, was like, oh, they're going on this retirement tour? Okay, maybe I'll see him on the next one or the one after that. Like, they were going on retirement tours when I was a little kid. The Rolling Stones were. And so I think a lot of people treat LeBron coming back as like, hey, it could be their last time ever. Well, in the NBA, there's usually a permanence to a retirement tour. Kobe, Vince Carter, when he was in town, remember that? There's a retirement tour. He needs to do it. He's going to need to do it and announce he's going to retire at the end of a specific year so then he gets the proper respect that I do believe he deserves. From every city he goes because I think he put the NBA on his shoulders there for a few seasons.
Definitely. I'll tell you that, you know, the last few days I've been like, man, doesn't seem to be the buzz about LeBron coming back. And I wondered if it's just LeBron fatigue. He's done it so many times. He's been here. It's always made a big deal. We always talk about the same stuff. Video tributes. What are we going to do? Yeah. And it's just he keeps playing more and more basketball that the conversation becomes kind of boring. But I'm like, man, if something happens this year, eventually LeBron will sustain a significant injury.
So
I've been saying that for 5, 10 years. It hasn't happened.
So you're looking at, real quick, Bo, by the way, you're looking at secondary market. Is it a sellout from the primary market?
Well, and you're right. That one, I see one group of 100. Everything else is 140s and 150s right now. I think it's a sellout from the building standpoint. This is all secondary. I'll look on the actual website, but the tickets are bought.
But I was thinking, what if this was it? What if this is the last time we ever see LeBron playing basketball in a uniform in Cleveland? And what did all of you say? Like, you rolled your eyes because you're like, he'll be here next year and he'll probably be here the year after. Because you've now, he's done the unthinkable for so long.
He still looks like he's in great shape.
That he is. Now, he had a bad game last time out, and that was their first loss of the year. But he also already this year has a 32-14-10 game where he dominated the fourth quarter.
And I take from you, you're my basketball Sherpa, and you were telling me the other day he looks like he could go two or three more years. I mean, barring something catastrophic, right?
But I'm starting to think of more.
He's going
to
be around.
I'm starting to think of him more like Kobe. Like, Kobe looked like he could go two or three more years. Then he hurt the Achilles, and then it robbed him of everything in that final season. And I'm starting to think it might happen there where something bad could possibly happen to him, and then all of a sudden he's just not the same.
Did Kobe need the farewell tour that he got because he went to every arena? I don't know that LeBron needs a farewell tour.
They don't need a farewell tour, but at the same time...
But doesn't it have to be, this is your last chance to see LeBron?
It's your last chance to go see him.
You think he'd do that for the NBA?
Well, if he's going to be a future owner, I think that it's the right thing to do. Because if he's going to be a future owner, then you're telling the other owners you are guaranteed a sellout and a big moment here that fans are going to want to go see.
Which is what it was
see.
For Kobe. I will never forget going early as I could, camped out to see, just take it all in.
I remember that night.
And the amount of people that flew in from other countries because they're like, it's too expensive to go to L.A., so we're going to see him here, and this will be the last time I see him in Cleveland. And they all had great seats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
They all had signs. They all had Kobe jerseys. And, like, LeBron is going to get that. He is one of the most recognizable figures, not in the NBA, in all of sports, and maybe even transcends it. Maybe just all the world. That's how big of a deal LeBron James is.
Do you think our listeners need to see LeBron once before he goes?
I know that I'd like to know when it is so I can see him one more time. Yeah, I mean, I've been watching him since freshman year of high school. I feel like I will have to be there for his final game in Cleveland. It's just hard to know when is that going to be.
I've watched more LeBron James than any other. Gosh. I mean, they play 162, so I can't say more than Jose. I mean, Jose's been here a decade now. Mm-hmm. But, man, I've watched it. He's been there 20 years. He's been in the NBA for 20
years. Well, and in the 11 years he played in Cleveland, you were as dialed in as you were anything else. It was like a football game night.
You couldn't miss a game. You couldn't do it.
And then the playoffs.
I mean, I might have watched LeBron more than any other athlete than I've ever seen. And I don't get to see him now as much because his games tip off at 10:30 Eastern most of the time, so I don't get to see him a whole lot. But when I do, I have to stop and I have to see it. And I've been very accusatory of the Lakers just kind of using him as a sideshow in the past. But you know what? He got the championship, and he got the championship for them, but he's got the championship for us, and I still revere him for that. What were you gonna say?
Well,
something?
I was just gonna say, how old were you the first time that you heard about LeBron?
High school. I'm a grade younger than LeBron. Okay. About 18 months younger than him because I was young for my grade.
Just put that in perspective. I mean, you have a kid that's in fourth grade now.
He dunked on one of my close buddies who I was at the Browns Bengals game with, and my buddy still brags because there were certain when you dunk on somebody and you dunk that high, there are certain things that can get in people's faces as they dunk on you, and that actually happened to my buddy. He brags about it. That there was garbage in his face while he got dunked on when he played basketball for the Massillon Tigers. Like, that's as big a deal
as
it gets.
It's an honor to be dunked on by LeBron at that age. But, yeah, I mean, this That's what I'm talking about. Like, all the games that I have watched, and he's been such a fixture of the playoffs for so many years, and how many NBA finals was it in a row where part of them I was rooting against LeBron with passion?
Yes.
And then a part of it was, you know, he comes back to Cleveland, and then you're dialed in again, and you're going out every night, and just remembering those times and celebrating basketball and celebrating Cleveland, celebrating LeBron. I mean, he's as influential as it gets. I've said before, I think it's the best story in sports history. And there are some great stories that he's competing with. But when it's all said and done, like, you know, MJ got the 10-part Last Dance. Me and LeBron, they got so much more footage of. They could do 30. They could do 30 parts.
For one night, does he tend to overshadow the Cavs? They're 4-0. They've had a tremendous start. Does he overshadow the Cavs? Because it's like, if they were playing in the NBA Finals, for the love of God, yeah. Like, no, the Cavaliers come first. But since it's October 30th, early in the season.
I don't know, we're unbeaten. And it's fun to be one of the three teams
town.
Left, right?
Yeah, that's it. There's only three unbeatens
left.
I think
that's it.
And we're one of three unbeatens. Since he's back in town, I think if he were here and you knew it was his final time, if he announced a retirement tour, because I think if he does announce a retirement tour, his time in Cleveland will be a nationally televised big ticket game.
I can't believe tonight isn't, to be honest.
But I think once they announce that, like, it would be a TNT, well, not next year, it won't be a TNT game, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it'll be a big time nationally televised game.
What would tickets go for?
It would be, I think that your get in prices would be probably somewhere in the 250s, 300s for upper deck.
That's NBA Finals.
I think lower bowl would be unimaginable. I think they would be finals prices, yes. I think that that might supersede it. I still don't think that it supersedes the Cavs now. I think 4-0, we're excited about this young core.
The fact that they're 4-0.
But I do think in late October, or early November meeting here in Cleveland, if we knew it was his last time out, like, yeah, it might be bigger than
just
this season.
There is a sound. This is what I love about all the different sports and how unique it is for every sport. There is a sound when LeBron has it going on. There is a sound in that building in particular. Do you remember the All-Star game? The last one. There is a sound that it makes when he gets on a roll and everybody puts aside, basketball true fans, they put aside all the conflicted feelings they might have. Some people, I mean, my God, the people in Akron aren't conflicted at all. It's been all gravy with LeBron. They rooted for him when he left. There's a sound that it makes, and if he is on one of those runs, especially in the fourth quarter tonight, it's going to be pretty special, and it's special every time, and you just don't know how many more of those times he's going to have left.
True.
You just don't know, but when it goes, it is awesome. I get chills thinking about it, and it sends me right back to that first time we saw him in a Cleveland Cavs uniform, first time I saw him in a high school uniform, first time I rooted against him when he was a Miami Heat. It just matters more. When LeBron is involved, it just matters more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.